Okay, producers, if you hate mixing, here's a very easy guideline to follow.
On your master channel, you want to add a utility with 7 decibels of gain and a limiter.
Oh no, I put a limiter on my master channel. Just trust me.
Start bringing in your kick until it hits about 4 decibels on the master. Add your clap and snare on top of your kick. Adjust this channel so that the joint volume is no more than negative 2 decibels on your master. Now you want to turn off that clap and snare channel and start focusing on the bass and kick relationship.
I would try to avoid pushing it any higher than about 3.5 decibels below your kick.
But if your bass still doesn't sound loud enough, it means your bass is too dynamic. Try running it through a compressor or use a dynamic EQ to catch these frequencies that randomly jump in volume.
Now, once you have the bass and kick relationship sorted out, you want to start bringing back in all of your drum elements, one by one.
Now, remember, we already did our clap and snare, so we can actually just turn that on and start building the other drums around the clap and snare.
When bringing in these other elements, you want to make sure that they're not louder than the clap. Start at zero, start slowly bringing it in until it sounds right. It's a creative process, so it's up to you how loud you want your stuff to be. And then once you have your drums sorted, you can start bringing in other elements like vocals, synths, instruments, but do it in order of importance. This track that I'm working on has a vocal and a guitar lead thing. I want the vocal to stand out more, so I'm going to work on mixing the vocal first.
Same thing with the bass. If you have a lot of peaks in your vocal or instruments, try and tame it using a very light compressor. Quick attack, quick release.
Because the average volume might be down here, but it might have one random peak that goes up here. It's gonna take up so much space in your mix.
And once you've brought in all of the elements in your track, throw a utility in mono mode at the end of your master
and listen to your track. You might notice that some elements just disappear completely. That means one of two things. First one could be is whatever that sound is probably really wide. Because it's so wide, it seems louder than it actually is. So maybe tame the dynamics of that sound more or just raise the volume. Second thing it could be is you're getting into some phasing. Now, if your stuff is phasing, it's a little tricky. But other than that, everything should be sounding relatively clean. Every track is different, so you might need to make minor adjustments. But that is a general guideline.
And then the best part is you can turn off the utility and limiter on your master channel. There is now plenty of headroom for an engineer or for you to do your own master.
Anyways, hopefully that was helpful.